Dan Sullivan spent 9 years on the Anchorage Assembly, terming out in April 2008. On the Assembly, Sullivan was a strong budget conservative. It's a stance he enthusiastically brings to the mayor's campaign.
I do support the tax cap initiative, restoring the health of the tax cap. The only way government ever finds ways to seek efficiencies is when you kind of nudge it to do so, and the tax cap initiative will do that.
At the same Anchorage Chamber of Commerce candidate forum, Sullivan said he supports the bulk of the bond propositions.
On the bonds, one of the tenets of my campaign is we have to do a better job maintaining our public facilities. Our deferred maintenance has gotten to be way too overburdensome.
An exception is Proposition 5, requesting up to $1.5 million in bonds for two library projects. Sullivan often describes the ideal relationship between local government and the business community.
A role for government to play in promoting business, and the best things it can do are, number one, have a stable regulatory climate. So when you go in and you want to get a business started, you want to progress your business, you know the rules and they're not changing on you. You also want that stable tax climate so that you know when you plan your business accounting, when you plan that financial plan, you know what it's going to cost you from the government sector to do business.
Sullivan says municipal government needs to run more like a business, minding customer satisfaction. At a forum sponsored by the Hispanic Affairs Council of Anchorage and Bridge Builders of Anchorage, Sullivan responded to a question about blunting the appeal of gangs for immigrant youth.
That we do several things, that we assimilate them into our society and particularly make sure they learn English language skills as quickly as possible. Because as long as you're feeling like an outsider in a new community, you'll find other ways to get socialized, and it oftentimes results in gang activity. I think under my administration, the first thing we'll do is these rec centers will be free for kids 18 and under, so you can go do something positive. And those days when you don't have a few bucks in your pocket, you can still walk in this door.
Sullivan also told the group he supports Anchorage police taking a more active role enforcing federal illegal immigration laws, saying the city shouldn't use federal law enforcement in some situations and reject it in others. On the other hand, Matt Clayman agrees with the Anchorage Police Department. APD says such enforcement would have a damaging effect on other crime investigations. Clayman, who became acting mayor in January with the resignation of Mark Begich, differs from the other candidates and Sullivan with a more wary attitude toward ballot Proposition 9, the tax cap initiative. He cites California's experience with a similar proposal.
They started having more fees in all kinds of areas of government that they didn't have before Proposition 13 passed in California. And so it didn't really save the property taxpayers any money. It just made life more complicated.
Since Clayman became acting mayor, he's had to deal with a budget shortfall of about $17 million. The situation required a variety of approaches.
Figuring out ways to maintain service levels as high as possible, minimize layoffs, and go back to the unions and ask for concessions, and those are the things that I've done.
His budget cut choices have drawn fire from his political opponents, who often charge Clayman did not sufficiently consult with the Assembly. Clayman responds that by municipal charter, dealing with the shortfall falls to the mayor. Waiting for Assembly debates and eventual decisions could have made the cuts even more painful.
The best way to spread down a budget cut is not to do it in the last 3 or 4 or 6 months of a year, but actually to spread that out over 10, 11, or 12 months, because that means you can protect jobs, it means you can protect services and keep them at the existing levels with minimal impacts.
Sullivan cites his Assembly experience. Clayman, who was elected to the Assembly in 2007, says actually being mayor is a whole different experience. Despite the budget shortfall and shaky national economy, Clayman says a major danger facing the city right now is a loss of confidence.
I've got a group of mostly private folks, mayor's economic advisory panel, and what was interesting, from a very diverse political perspective, the common message was we've got to invest in the future.
Clayman says that investment should aim for economic expansion, infrastructure improvement, and fostering full participation of Anchorage's increasingly diverse citizenry. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.